like your boy.
Oh, yeah.
In the last year, he...
He grew. Oh, I'd say about 4 inches. And put on. He has to put on about 20, 25 pounds.
Okay. Now, a child that would be born to an unmarried woman was a... well, what'd they call, you know, when you're coming up, they have a name for them? Well, I'll be frank with you, you know, it was, I guess things were a little different.
You know, we didn't, it was a whole lot of different.
Yeah.
We didn't know like the kids know today.
Yeah.
If a horse had a coat or something, we didn't know where the coat came from or that.
Yeah.
And if a woman had a baby, we didn't know. If we knew her, we didn't know if she was married or not, or what was the purpose of the baby. We just was playing dumb about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you never hear the parents talking about it, you know, that she was,
that the
had a kid out of wedlock or something like that.
That the baby was...
Yeah. Was born but out of wedlock with no father or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never hear that.
Okay. But in this area, Joe, I know there was a lot of... There was... What about a baby that was... Say a baby that was born to a white girl or a poor white girl or something like that. Would they have a name for that? Kind of a jesting name for it, or you know, or okay. Now your brother's son is called your
nephew.
Okay. A child that had lost both its parents would be if it's lost both its parents,
it's gonna be a adopted kid,
you know, somebody who'd lost both his parents, they'd say he was they adopted or what?
A kid that lose both of his the orphanage.
And who would look after him? His legal.
The legal goddess is supposed to have been his partner, or he just married over. That closest kin to him, usually at that time, maybe the aunt or the mama, or one of the parents.
Yeah.
Was gonna take care of him. It wouldn't like it is that not to take him and put him up for adoption.
So he'd have a legal.
A legal guardian.
Well, now this, you might say, this town is full of my, if you got a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town's full of my...
kinfolks.
Okay. Somebody might have the same name, family name as you, and they look a little like you, but you say, no, they're no...
They're not related to me.
No.
No kin.
No relation to you, okay. Now, somebody who came into town and nobody had seen him before, he's a...
A stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from? If he was from another country?
Well, if he was from another country, if he would come to a town like this...
They'd call him a...
They would call him a foreigner.
Okay. Would they ever say that about a person who's from the north?